due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I'm going to need somebody to come over here and pinch me. I'm convinced I've been dreaming for the past 24 hours. San Antonio, it feels so good to stand here before you and tell you that the winner of the 2020 Royal Rumble, Drew McIntyre.
Hey, this is Bret the Hitman Hart. You're listening to the Pain Clip.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for February 1st. Holidays today, real quick, it's Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day, so if you're just getting up and eating your breakfast, go for it. It's National Freedom Day, No Politics Day, and Spunky Old Broads Day. I think that might be a Brother Wee's made-up holiday, Spunky Old Broads Day. Happy 33rd birthday to former WWE World Champion, Women's World Champion, Ronda Rousey. And you might have been watching SmackDown last night. They did say Ronda is coming back.
They said they would expect to see, he expects to see her back shortly.
Yeah, we wouldn't say that if it wasn't going to be, you know, Vince McMahon never teases something that's not going to happen, right?
Oh, Vince McMahon's got other things to worry about this week.
That's true. I want to let you know, Panklink's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us February 8th for UFC 247 Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. Well, 10 p.m. start time to get there. Of course, Salvatore Saloon's in Scottsville. 10 p.m. to get there. It's Rochester's own John Jones in the main event, hosted by us. There'll be drink specials all night long and adult beverage specials. That's Friday, February 8th at Salvatore Saloon. Saturday, February 8th at Salvatore Saloon. I'm reading it through the mic stand, so I'm seeing, like, it's very weird looking. Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 247. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Of course, we never get anything from them anymore. But check out one of their 14 locations, our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play. And our friend Jamie works there. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com.
I'm just seeing if you guys were awake out there.
Yes.
Henderson Roller Derby, you want to be a skater, officiate Rock City Roller Derby, needs you. Contact them at recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Home opener, February 29th. That's right, Leap Day. Also, the Flower City Fear Men's Roller Derby is always looking for help, too. That's FLOUR. Find it on Facebook as well as flowercityfear.com. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cashman, joined by Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
Dressed in red, man.
Yeah.
Dressed in red.
I'm feeling the love today.
Feeling the love. It's not quite Valentine's Day yet, but it's coming. It's only a couple weeks away. And he's still shaving, clean shaving. We haven't seen him in a while. We got Danger Boy sitting behind the Twitter.
Good morning.
He's tweeting. He's texting. He's doing all sorts of things. Are you reading the text, too?
Yeah, I got them open.
222-1280 Star Toys number. If you want, you know, what's funny is I don't know how they get to use that much anymore because there's really nobody here during the week anymore.
There was one unread text this morning.
I saw that, the one with the Super Bowl prediction.
Yeah, and I think it's wrong.
If you look at the guy's text before that, it was 2 years ago. All right, and Furby joins us straight from the road from Cleveland, where he was at AEW as well as seeing the Cavaliers play. What's up, Furbs?
Good morning, everybody. Just want to let everybody know I was on TV on Wednesday.
He was. You know, if you had tackled Mox coming down the stairs, you probably would have made much bigger impact.
I could have made more than one TV station.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
some of us don't have to, a few pictures taken. Too.
Some of us don't have to announce when we're on TV at wrestling shows because it's happened so often.
True. Well, yeah, it's true. Well, he's a newbie. You know, you got to give it to him. He's just a kid. So welcome to the show. We're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling. We got to talk about a lot of things in pro wrestling. Big news on an event that's happening in Rochester we'll talk about later. But remind me, folks, to talk about that later at the Comedy Club, as well as you know, Jim Ross is going to be at the Comedy Club doing his doing a spoken word thing the day before AEW's here in town, 3/18. March 18th, AEW's here. March 17th, JR is at the Comedy Club. You want to check out the Comedy Club, Comedy at the Carlson's website, and you can find out how to get tickets and what they cost, and probably get to meet JR because it's like that intimate, I'll say. But we've got another big thing happening at the Comedy Club we'll talk about a little bit later. But we've got to talk about the Royal Rumble, okay? Let's, you know, I don't, was any of us right in our predictions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A couple of you, because you all read the booking sheets. I know that,
well, I was right in who I wanted to win.
Yes.
And I was right with who the second to last person was who we thought they were going to have win.
Yes. And that's who I thought. Just, and then, you know, I heard it was a last minute thing. There was some.
Yeah, I know. A last minute change cost me $100.
Yes. They came out after the Royal Rumble and said that they had changed things, you know, both for both Rumbles, in fact, the women's and the men's.
The reason for the women's Rumble change is one of the worst things I've ever heard and sets a terrible precedent.
Okay. Well, why don't we touch that while we're talking about the Rumble? They changed the women. Originally, the women's winner was going to be
Shayna Baszler.
And you know, if you watched it, it was Miss Flair. Charlotte Flair won.
Charlotte Flair won. She threw out Shayna Baszler last. And the rumored reasoning, and it's gone around a bunch now, and it's pretty much in stone, is that the WWE felt they owed Charlotte something because of broken promises over the past 2 years and how they did not use her to her fullest potential in 2019. So they gave her the Royal Rumble win.
Okay, now that sets a precedent for how many superstars backstage?
But now Shayna Baszler's in the same boat, right? You know, because she had a broken promise that she was going to win.
Well, I don't know if she was promised she was going to win, but it was down in stone for a while that she was going to win. And then it comes out this week that she's rumored to be taking on Becky anyways.
Yep, she's still getting her match.
So. And then Charlotte's not taking on Bayley.
And I'm fine with all of that.
And that Charlotte's going to appear on a episode of NXT and challenge Rhea Ripley.
And that's where you think she's going by not making an announcement this past week.
Well, that's what's come out since that point.
Okay, now I came into the studio this morning and we were all kind of talking before the show, and I threw out this wild, crazy pick that Charlotte was going to pick a man to take on the belt. Now, that would be something crazy for the WWE because, one, they don't usually let have men versus women. In fact, it's illegal. It's not illegal.
USA upon. Won't let it on. Doesn't want it on their network because of the look of domestic abuse type deal. And if she took on someone like McIntyre or Lesnar, it'd show completely how phony wrestling is, more so than Vince already does, because she would stand no chance in a real life fight against either one of those for more than 10 seconds.
Sure, but honestly, Tessa Blanchard, you know, beating in Impact Wrestling.
Well, Sami Callihan's 5'2". So.
I was going to say, if you had AJ Styles as a champ, she might be able to get away with it, you know? But so she's going to go and take on the new hottest commodity in NXT, Rhea Ripley, there to start the two. And I'm kind of excited for that because they're both statuesque, beautiful women, you know? And it's like, don't look at me.
Actually someone that's Charlotte's size.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's
wrestling for once. She's not wrestling someone much smaller.
Yeah,
and I love the whole idea of it because it really elevates NXT in a way. I mean, you get a huge, you know, icon, I guess, if you want to say, in Charlotte. You know, she's been very prominent in the women's division over the last 5-6 years. I mean, 10-time champ going up against Rhea Ripley, who's relatively new to the NXT title. She's really young, and it only makes Rhea Ripley look stronger and NXT look stronger as a brand.
Yeah. It certainly wouldn't hurt to have Charlotte Flair be the champ of NXT. I mean, I can see slowly but surely we're going to be putting more major stars on that show.
If they give Charlotte the NXT title and take it off of Ripley, Rhea Ripley's killed. She's done.
True.
I also have heard rumors that after WrestleMania, we're getting another shakeup, and this time NXT will be involved. And there's already been some names rumored that we're going to go down to NXT that are pretty large names, especially for the NXT crowd, such as Sami Zayn and Shinsuke Nakamura.
It's not really going down anymore.
Well, going across.
Yeah, it's like parallel.
Well, it's going down because they're going from like New York to Florida.
Sure, sure. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, and that's not really down because we live in a globe. It's south.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But on the map, it's down usually the way you hold the map.
Okay, kids, learn lesson. The globe is round and it's south, not down, because, you know, there's what's up, you know? up to the atmosphere. Down is the center core of the earth. Okay, there. Sorry, I don't want to be a stickler for things correct. But we will talk about, I'm kind of looking forward to that. I wouldn't mind. Man, you know what? That's a tough situation for, you're right, man, because like, Rhea is just so fresh. You know,
And everything she's done so far has been really good since she's, you know, come over full-time to NXT.
But if they put on a great match and Charlotte puts her over one way or the other, I don't think it's that. Even if she loses, but she looks really strong against someone of Charlotte's stature.
Sure.
I don't think it'd be a complete waste, but yeah, I agree. I'd rather see Rhea come out on top. I think it would be better for her development.
Well, they did have a little bit of a face off at Survivor Series.
Yes.
Yes. And that's probably what that whole tease there is probably what led to where we are now.
I definitely agree with Brian on that. I mean, even if Ripley was to lose, as long as Charlotte puts her over, I don't think you kill her completely.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing that comes out of this entire situation, and yes, it means that we'll have three women's matches on WrestleMania, but I think we get all three of the women's matches that we really want to see. You know, we're gonna get Baszler versus Becky. That's the one that's kind of been teased for a while and the one that really I think should happen. Baszler deserves her time, and she deserves that belt. Ripley, Charlotte, that'll be a very entertaining match. But the story that's kind of been in the making that we haven't really gotten into yet, because she hasn't been on TV much lately, is Sasha Banks versus Bayley. And this has been teased ever since.
We've been waiting years for that.
Exactly. It's been about 4 or 5 years since they first did that whole
friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's going to be really interesting to see who goes what way. I think with the stuff that Bayley's been doing as a heel right now, you got to keep her as a heel and let Sasha go face.
It's interesting that Sasha was not in the Royal Rumble, but they said, one, she was hurt, and two, they put Kelly in her spot.
Holla.
Yeah,
I think it works better with Sasha not in the Royal Rumble.
Sure, because, you know, yeah, you don't... there's some very interesting things coming out of the Royal Rumble. I think that, I don't have a problem with three women's matches, especially ones that are the caliber we're going to see. You know?
I was just going to say, I don't mind it if it's those caliber matches.
Yeah, I think, of course, one will probably get allocated to the pre-show or, you know, but...
I don't think any of them would.
Well, when you run for 5 hours...
Well, think about this. They have, you know, three heavyweight champions to have matches as well.
If they put the NXT title on there.
Yeah.
They would... I mean, they're going to put all, like, the Battle Royal stuff, you know...
They do have a takeover the night before.
If there's tag team matches, they'll put it on there. Yeah,
I would imagine the NXT title would be on takeover. That's just a guess for me, but...
222-1280, star 1280 is the number. What do you guys think? I mean, we go back and evaluate about the Royal Rumble after letting it sink in a little bit, and I think we all kind of gave it a passing grade, if not better. But I will point out one thing on the pay-per-view this is something Corey Graves kind of talked about on his podcast this week too, is that as soon as the crowd died down from the introductions between Asuka and Becky, the people were behind Asuka in that match, and Becky lost the crowd. And he says it's been happening more and more as she goes on. And the question is are people getting tired of Becky Lynch? And I don't know, what do you guys think? You know, I wasn't there, so I mean, I can only base what I hear.
I don't think they've given much to cheer for over the last 5 months.
No, I mean,
they took her off TV. They put her in tag team matches to protect her. Like, that whole thing they were playing on TV was true. That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to give her, you know, more time off so she didn't end up getting hurt, because they see her as a bell cow, is someone they can make some money off of.
Sure. Don't call her a cow to her face, though.
I said bell cow.
I know.
But at the same time, you know, keeping someone off TV can kill them, or keeping them in, like, a women's division. You don't give them anything hot to do. Like, this Baszler thing will probably heat up both of them to levels they haven't been in a while. I mean, Becky in a while, Baszler ever, because she's never been in front of that large of a crowd.
Sure, sure.
But I wouldn't be surprised if the crowd was behind Baszler, because they just want to see her in that spotlight.
Well, but the thing is people just were noticing that Asuka still is a hot crowd behind her.
Absolutely, and they've kind of destroyed, I mean, this invincible woman coming over from NXT, and they've just
I will say, that was one of the best matches on the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. You know, I mean, I don't like how it ended, but beyond that, I thought it was a great, you know, back and forth, and I let Asuka do what Asuka does best when she was kicking and, you know, using her kicks and stuff, and I thought it was a good match. So, I don't know what the future of Becky Lynch is, but you know the people who are in power there, they hear the crowd.
Well, there's only one of them in power that still runs the company. The rest of them got fired this week.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I don't even have that on my news, but I did print it up as a separate sheet because they did.
Well, because it's a huge story, and it actually is. It's going to be ongoing from here.
Yeah. So let's briefly talk about the Men's Rumble. Then we got to go to break real quick. And you can call us at 222-1280, star 12. You can text us at that number as well. I'll read them if they're funny. But so we got Brock Lesnar come out, and he takes out the first 15 or 16, is it?
13.
First 13.
Yeah. He tied the record.
Which was great, and
with a rumble that didn't really count.
In my statistics, the one thing that's in the statistics I thought was funny is look at the time Lesnar had with nobody in the ring.
12 minutes
with nobody in there but him.
They had to give him a break, let him catch his breath.
What, 20 seconds? He's throwing half the guys out. Yeah, so
look how red his face was and the sweat pouring off his.
Well, that happens every time he like probably gets his heart rate up.
He needs to catch his breath in between.
But it, you know, and it's exactly kind of what we suspected last week. But he was just going to take people out. But you know, you look at the whole thing, and then who throws him up? But the guy who wins the whole thing, Drew McIntyre. So it makes a lot of sense. We'll build up that match and power. Way to go, Drew. I think it's great. Obviously, if there was any sort of heel heat he had left, it was gone as soon as Monday came. Because as soon as he came out to start the show on Monday Night Raw, people were like just nuts behind him. And then he beat an established tag team by himself. But Danger, what do you think about the whole Rumble?
The whole Men's Rumble? I enjoyed what they were doing with Brock. It didn't last the whole time, which is good.
Well, listen, we're gambling on it. We're getting mad when our numbers are getting thrown out, you know.
In 20 seconds.
Yeah. Number 7 was not lucky.
But it was fun to watch. I mean, even though nobody lasted for more than like 5 minutes with Brock in there,
yeah,
he still put over. Kofi got a good look off of him. Keith Lee got the best putting over he's had yet.
That's the second time. Now he had Roman Reigns once, and now
now he's got Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar's mouthing words that we can't repeat on the air.
Oh, yeah.
About him, which was awesome.
Yeah, he was saying some nasty things.
But then they're going, you know, head to head, and he's going head to head with Strowman. So Keith Lee got put over huge, even though he's only in for 3 minutes. They made Seth seem like more like a Weasley heel. When he finally got jumped,
yeah.
When his guys were taken out, I thought they did a great job the entire time.
Yeah, it was. It was well paced. It did not. You know, it was scared. It was going to go to like 12:30.
And we were worried that we knew 27 people going in, and they took out at least 4 of them that we thought were lined up to do it.
Yeah, there was
no heavy machinery, no Rusev, no Lashley that put in the extra spaces. We got Edge. Edge was, you know, huge pop.
MVP
who didn't get such a huge pop, but had a good match on Monday.
Yeah.
In his last WWE match. And then it was fun to watch.
It was.
It would have been funner if my guy had won, but
and there were some people that like, why isn't this guy in there? You know, we'd think a few. I mean, in the olden days, they used to have jobbers in the Royal Rumble. Okay, you know, I mean, back when they didn't have enough people. Now, plenty of people to go in there, and we only get a couple of NXT. We got Matt Riddle and
Matt Riddle and Keith Lee.
And Matt Riddle was kind of the man of the night because of a little confrontation he had with Brock Lesnar apparently backstage before the Royal Rumble, which got him in some hot water.
He's already got himself in hot water multiple times.
Well, he's in hot water because of this because Brock Lesnar said, I guess, one sentence to him. He said, "Don't use my name.
Don't use my name. We're never going to work together.
We're never going to work together." That's what he said. And so apparently Riddle took that bad. And but Riddle seems like a happy-go-lucky guy anyways. You know, I'm glad he still got in it, but he was only in 20 seconds, right? I mean, it was
something like that. He got to 41. Kick Edge a few times.
Okay, 41 seconds. Yeah. So but the thing is he's so over, but it's like he's learning that, you know, he's learning a thing about politics and wrestling a little bit.
Well, he should already know stuff from how he got management against him in UFC. So
true. He should know stuff, but we're going to go to break on that. If you have any comments on the Royal or questions, or if you want to talk, we got some others. We got a big announcement coming to town. for the Comedy Club, a special ECW night, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well as some other news. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
See, these last few months, I have made the mistake of waiting for people to come to me and knock on my door to pick a fight with me. But as of tonight, Raw, Locker Room, that changes because you are no longer the one who picks a fight with me. No, I will bring the fights to you.
And last night, feeling that energy when your music hit. Last night, feeling that chemistry that only we have. That was special. So you're out here, you're talking about what ifs. What if? What if? Well, I got a what if for you. I don't know how you're going to feel about this. I don't know how all these people are going to feel about this. But what if Rated RKO got back together one more time?
Hey, I'm Edge from the WWE, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Additional taunts.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. You hear that? He's reading. There was a little thing in parentheses at the bottom of the page I handed him. It said, additional taunts here. And that's what Randy just read at the end of it. So thank you, Edge. Edge is back. And congratulations, Braun Strowman, new Intercontinental Champion. The guy who defended it probably the first time in months last week. Shinsuke Nakamura.
It's his first singles title, too.
Yeah, it's his very first, which is surprising. He should have.
Oh, yeah, the tag team was with that young kid.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, yeah.
What was his name? Technically, he won the tag team titles by himself.
Nope, Nicholas was in there.
That's right, Nicholas.
Nicholas was in the ring, so it has to count.
And
he was present.
Now, that was 2 years ago, right? That was not last year's WrestleMania, but
no,
the one
the year before.
That's
before.
Because I remember I heard stories that Nicholas was at the convention before WrestleMania.
Access.
Yeah, Nicholas was signing autographs at Access.
Well, yeah, he was probably helping his dad out, who had to referee matches or something. And
well, he is a former title holder, you know?
Yeah.
So he probably could get $10 for an 8x10. I'm guessing, you know. No, maybe not. What did he hold it? He held it for the night of the pay-per-view.
And then he had to retire because he had to go back to school.
Pretty much. So we're back on the show. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to go to Ferb before we do anything. Talk a little bit about AEW in Cleveland this past week. Ferb, what kind of experience was that like? I mean, you were down right aisle side there when Mox came out at the beginning of the show. So if you've got it on DVR, go back and watch it. And you can see the Pain Clinic shirt show up in the background after Mox goes by you and ignores you completely.
Yeah, I don't know if he even saw me, and I was on the side of his good eye.
Not the one all wrapped up.
It was incredible, actually. I was actually very impressed with the crowd. The crowd was pretty lively the entire time. They were into it. You know, I mean, I've watched every episode, and you don't always hear a lot of the crowd reactions, but Cleveland was into it the entire time, so it was really awesome to see. I mean, Mox coming out to open up the show was really exciting. I got the whole thing on camera, and just... It was one thing that I didn't even think of, that he might even come down to my aisle, but to open the show with him and Jericho was really good. But one thing that you do notice live, and it's something that we had been saying for a while now with AEW, and I think sometimes it hurts the quality of some of their matches, is their matches go on way too long. The Nyla Rose match was unnecessarily long. It should have been 4 seconds, and I think it was like about 10 minutes. And it's bad enough that the whole division's not getting over But to put a long, drawn-out match with this big, huge, dominant woman against another little woman, and it went way too long. If you're going to build up the division, you got to build up a dominant heel, and they're not doing that. Overall, the whole set looks really cool in person. It reminds me a little bit of the TNA circles, but that was really awesome. Obviously, Cody has the best entrance. But one thing you notice, too, is, and it's more so probably just because he's trying to promote the whole brand and everything, he is the man. He is the man in AEW, Cody. And, I mean, after the match, after his match with Kip Sabian, he went into the crowd. He was holding up babies. And it was just, it was cool to see because you could tell that he's really trying to get this whole thing over.
Oh, yeah. And, and I'll tell you, it was a good show. I enjoyed it. You know, you're right. That was a match that fell, the Nyla Rose one fell kind of in the second half hour or second hour. And, you know, I mean, and they're trying to make it happen. And but now tell us a little bit about the what is it called? Dark?
The AEW Dark. Yeah. So they start the show about a half hour before they go live on TNT. They do one match and then throughout the entire night, they're telling you, hey, after the show, stay, because we got two more matches. So, to be honest, I don't even remember what the first match was. It went on at around like 7:40. Can't really remember. I'm sure I've got photos somewhere. But afterwards, it was Sheeta versus Awesome Kong. And I don't know if you want any spoilers, but, I mean, you'll be able to see it on YouTube next week.
Well, a lot of people have already spoiled it anyways on Facebook.
Well,
so
I wasn't even going with the Colin Delaney part.
Oh,
but,
okay.
There's a chance that there could be some destruction within the Nightmare Collective. I think Mel turns on Awesome Kong, and so does Luther. Yes, Rochester's own Colin Delaney does appear on AEW Dark in a really good tag team match with Sean Spears. He tags with Spears. He looked the best in the ring out of everyone that was there. They went up against the best friends and, of course, Orange Cassidy, and the world loves Orange Cassidy.
Of course. I want to see him wrestle with his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, he had a good spot with Tully Blanchard. It was quite funny, and it was very entertaining.
Very cool. So that's what we're going to get in Rochester, is they're going to do some stuff before the night and then after the live broadcast.
Yeah, I would assume that's how they're going to keep it. Generally, the AEW Darks have at least had three matches.
And Taz comes out for those, too. I saw Taz.
Taz is out there with Excalibur.
So Dark is going to be the additional show that they're going to put on. Is it TNT?
Yes.
So, but is it going to be on TNT? Is that guaranteed? Or is it part, you know, because they showed.
I think it's supposed to be on TNT.
Because TBS was showing AEW at one time, too. You know, they had moved it.
So was Truth TV or whatever it is.
Yeah, there's a
True TV.
So it could show up anywhere, but. So Taz will probably be he'll be the host of that show, obviously. And they didn't really give a launch date on it yet.
Well, right now, when they've got a show on YouTube, they do have Tony Schiavone and Dasha Gonzalez is the basic hosts of it. But Excalibur and Taz are the announcers. So I assume they might keep a similar format, but just put it on TV.
Sure. And but it would have to be the consistent 2 hours or whatever they're gonna. I mean, it's going to be. Do you think it's gonna be something they're gonna do while they're doing the same?
If it's two hours, then I almost guarantee that it may go live. It may have to be live.
Yeah, or it might go before an hour after too. Or maybe
it might be only an hour they get though.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. They didn't say exactly how long the additional time was, but I was assuming it was another 2 hour show.
You
so
do a 4 hour show, you're gonna lose the crowd at some point.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that. You know, we've seen that with when we got the here in town when we had was it Smack? Well, it was only SmackDown was two, and then there was an hour after that in which everybody left.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what,
I got good seats because of that.
I know we were right up on the camera view. So,
and I tell you what, Justin Roberts did a great job of keeping the crowd in it the entire time. Every time they went to a commercial break, you know, there was something that, you know, the overall crowd interaction was fantastic between, you know, the wrestlers, you know, the whole production team, everything there. With the crowd, that's something that you kind of lose sometimes with Raw or SmackDown when you get a TV show. Obviously, house shows are different. They're more intimate. that's kind of the feel that AEW had when you're there live. It almost felt like a televised house show. Not to discredit what they're doing, in a way, I think that's actually kind of a good thing in my perspective, because a lot of the times the house shows that you see, there's better wrestling. There's...
Yeah, but they don't advance storylines on house shows. And this
no,
is,
no, you know, exactly. Yeah. No, and I'm not saying it from that perspective, but in considering on how they were treating the crowd, you know, the intimacy with the crowd, you know, involving them. I mean, obviously it's part of the production with building up guys like MJF and making him look like the big heel that he is. But, I mean, him and Wardlow probably took down 6 posters. They're... I think MJF slapped somebody.
MJF got called Matthew by Jim Ross.
So it was kind of. I liked it. I liked it.
Cool. Yeah, I will say that I'm looking forward to them coming here and all those guys coming here, and we're gonna be talking with our friend Mookie sometime real soon before the show comes to town. Who knows who else? We also gonna get a wrestler as we get closer too. So that's which is pretty cool. On the phone right now, it's Dan from Rochester. What's up, Dan?
Hey, I got some really good news for you guys.
Well, what's that?
The Dave and Buster's is now showing all WWE pay-per-views for the whole year.
Really?
And if you guys want to come and do your, like you used to do over at the garage store, the manager, Rob, said you guys are welcome to, but just give him a call and talk to him.
Well, I appreciate you being our agent. Did you negotiate the money? No, kidding, buddy. Cool. Did you watch the Royal Rumble there?
Yes, I did.
What was the crowd like?
It was okay. It was decent.
Okay.
There were some wrestling fans there.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been in Dave and Buster's before. It's, you know, I can see that place packed with wrestling fans. So, you know, video games and wrestling kind of go hand in hand, kind of like comic books and wrestling at times. So,
right.
Hey, appreciate.
I think it's free admission too.
Very good. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for the heads up, man.
All right, maybe you guys could work something out, and maybe we could see you guys there for pay per view.
Hey, listen, we got faces made for radio. We don't need to be out in the public. No,
and yet he makes us do Facebook Live. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding, buddy. Thank you so much for the info.
He doesn't put it on himself, though.
Yeah. I know. Well, because the ugliest stays, the ugliest stands alone, as they say. The cheese stands alone. So, hey, so why don't we go to break on that? I appreciate Dan calling with that information. We're going to go to break, come back, talk a little bit. Hey, and Furby, thank you so much for sending the pictures. If you want to see Furby's experience, go to the Pain Clinic Facebook page, which you're on right now if you're watching us live, and you see some of Furb's pictures up there, and it's great. You know, it's fun seeing, you know, just the action. I've seen from a different perspective because the cameras were on the... You'll notice that they had a big empty section, but that's where they put the cameras, so they don't want people sitting around there. But that's a, you know, that's a hard camera site, they call it, and that's usually where they put, like, the seat fillers and stuff. So, but, yeah, I was watching. I saw it. It's just really cool seeing how it all came out and how, like, even your picture of, like, Cody's, I don't know what you call it.
Cage
or whatever it is that goes up and he comes out of. So he's the only one who gets that entrance. So
it was awesome.
Okay, you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I am far from perfect. I have made every mistake in the book. I'm no hero. I'm no role model. I'm no saint. I don't have to wear a white hat or a black hat, but I make damn sure at the end of every day I can look at myself in the mirror, because all the championships and money in the world don't mean nothing if you don't have your honor, if you don't live by a code. I saw your mother backstage before. She was looking especially fetching. Maybe I'll give her a call later. But I told her, I went and apologized to her for what happened to you. And I told her the reason why. I told her it's your fault. It's your fault you're in the position you're in, because I offered you the keys to the kingdom and instead you smashed a bottle over my head, and this is where it ends up today.
This is Y2J Chris Jericho, the hero of the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTV.
JFK.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. Danger Boy with us. Double B, Brian Burke, Furby, Peter Burke. It takes us. It takes this many guys to do this. Isn't it insane? And we all make so much money. All right, yeah, welcome back to the show. We're going to talk.
100%
I know. Let's talk a little bit about the big news this week. There's a couple of people were fired by the WWE.
They were released, and they're actually executive vice presidents.
I'll tell you, it's WWE co-presidents George Barros and Michelle Wilson. They're no longer on the board of directors. They've been there for a decade.
Yeah, Barrow's been there since, I think, 2008, and Wilson since 2009.
So there's some job openings if you want to go work for WWE.
Well, they did this. The rumor is they did this because next week is their earnings call, and their earnings are going to be down.
Yeah, they're
significantly lower than what they're expected to hit.
Hey, and there's only certain people they can get rid of. Let's be perfectly honest.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, and these guys probably made a good penny working for them for as long as they did. So they probably have no financial worries to worry about.
But the shareholders and the stockholders, I should say, have no like for this move so far, and they're worried. And it's not only because you just lost your two co-presidents, your chairman of the board is also about to be indisposed for a few weeks because the XFL starts next week, and he's going to be attention towards that.
That must mean that there's a big game tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But the stock price has plummeted. They've lost over $1 billion in stock worth.
Sell.
Yeah, pretty much. Yesterday, they lost almost 14 points.
We need Jim Cramer in here. Sell. Okay. Yeah, that's sad. Well, that's some big news going on. And, you know, and obviously, it's because of the lower revenues from the lower amount of people at live events. And they've also talked about cutting down live events now, so they're not going to have as many.
Well, in February and March, their road schedule is actually significantly less.
And people are very upset because they make money on their...
Yeah, you get paid per those shows. You have your guarantee, but you get paid per those shows.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of people a lot of wrestlers are not happy right now because of the limited schedule. And there's some big news. I mean, I don't know where it's going to go from here. Maybe things will reverse, but we're going to have a bad quarter coming out real soon. And when that happens, that means there's probably going to be a bunch of people let go.
This is going to be a bad quarter.
Yeah, we're going to see some people who haven't been on TV who are making way too much money being let go.
Well, apparently they just offered the Revival over $700,000 a year.
And they turned it down. Both of them turned it down. So we're going to see the Revival.
We're only about a month and a half away from one of the guys being out of contract.
Sure. Month and a half, was that enough to make him debut in Rochester as well?
No, because the other one doesn't get out till 2 months after.
Yeah,
that.
But you can have one without the other. Just say, I got a friend who's coming with me. You know what I mean? You know, or something like, you know, kind of like when the NWO showed up when they first debuted, when Scott Hall was walking around the ring and telling he's got some friends coming with him. Remember that?
I mean, and then the big guy showed up.
Yeah, then the big guy, and then Eric Bischoff got power bombed off the stage,
The Hulkster was the third guy.
By the way, I want to bring up a quick story that I read today that just brought me back to when I was a kid watching wrestling. So Tony Khan had to get permission to do the spike in the eye deal with Chris Jericho and Mox because the reason he had to get permission is because 20 years or so ago, Dusty Rhodes, 30 years ago.
It was like 1990, 1989, something like that.
Dusty Rhodes took a spike to the eye from the Road Warriors, and he did not get permission for it, and there was blood all over the place. But actually, Dusty Rhodes got fired because of this event.
That's why Dusty Rhodes ended up in the WWF back then.
Yeah, see, he was like a part of a three-man tag team with the Road Warriors, and they were the three-man tag champs until the Road Warriors turned on him, took the spike off the shoulder pads, and jammed it in his eye. And it was on live TV, and the execs at TBS were so angry that he got fired. So Tony Khan had to go to TNT and say, listen, this is what we're going to do. You know, maybe I'm guessing that's why we didn't see a lot of blood from it. You know, maybe because they probably had some things saying you can't do this and this. But he wanted to make sure it was okay so that it didn't cause any bad trouble between him and TNT, you know. And so I thought that was real interesting. I never knew that Dusty got fired because of spot. Because I remember that spot clear as I watched that live when I was a kid.
And it still didn't work for what he was trying. He was trying to finally get the Road Warriors over as being bad guys, and no one wanted to boo him.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but that was pretty vicious, though. I mean, that really.
I was very young when that happened, but I've watched it since as well, and that was It was awesome. It's back when wrestling was good.
Yeah, there's a different world back then. But I mean, this is on TBS, I think. This is on Saturday night. All of a sudden, the Road Warriors turn on Dusty Rhodes, and I'm going, I hated Dusty Rhodes. Okay, I was a Ric Flair guy. It's like, yeah, kill him. And then all of a sudden, they pull the spike off of his pad and jam it in his eye. It's like, oh, that's a little too much. But and then of course he bled like crazy because that's what Dusty was good at, you know, a lot of times. So I just want to throw that out there. I thought that was an interesting story that I had read about this past week. So I'll go to break one more time, but I got to say that we have some news on a and I'm not going to tease it. We'll just do it now. Andrade got suspended this past Monday after his match, which is one thing I'm amazed at is one that they didn't take the belt off him.
Heyman doesn't want that belt off him because they wanted him to be the guy. Heyman wants him to be the guy.
So Andrade, he has a 30-day suspension right now.
Which is why he was DDT'd on the concrete.
Yeah, he was DDT'd, but they would not take the belt off of him.
So now there's no men's individual belts on Raw for 4 weeks?
Well, who knows? I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I will say that, and we've had some guy online sending us pictures of I don't know if you've seen on the mentions of
the guy who's utterly ridiculous and making things up,
saying that Charlotte has track marks on her arms.
Yeah, no, that's from giving blood.
Yeah, yeah. So I just want to throw that out there. But they're thinking, you know, he's trying to write a bigger story about this than reality. I'm sure. Who knows? They didn't say exactly what Andrade got.
It's probably a supplement or something, much like they didn't announce when Robert Roode and all them. It's probably something that's on a banned list that they. No, that's not.
I was doing a marijuana symbol.
Yes, that is not a suspendable offense.
It's not.
No, that's a fine. Fine. It's always been a fine.
That's right. It's a finable one. So, okay. So we know he had some sort of supplement in his because he's obviously in great shape. So, but Andrade is going to have a 30-day vacation, and we'll see. We'll see what happens when he comes back. But he did not take the belt off him. He had that one match, and they could have. And in the past, we've seen. Remember, Roman Reigns had the test positive, and they. It changed his whole championship run there on SmackDown. So we'll see what happens. You have a question or a comment, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You can text us at that number as well. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. What becomes of this guy now that he's lost his Intercontinental belt? More time to surf?
Yeah, more time to surf. Go back to NXT. I have an even lighter schedule.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Double B, Brian Burke, Furby, Danger Boy, and you. And we've got some stuff to talk about in this last segment. If you want to get in, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We are willing to believe you, and you can call in with anything you want. You can text us at the number as well. Did want to plug that, I don't know if you got it up yet there.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, coming to the Comedy at the Carlson, we're going to have an ECW reunion, kind of. It's going to be three stars from ECW who are going to be on stage doing a question and answer.
Well, they're also going to tell stories.
And tell stories as
well.
And
they've got some crazy stories.
And I can tell you the three that are going to be there. We're going to have Justin Credible. We're going to have, I'm going to call him Shane Martin, but Shane Douglas. And the third one is, of course, the Sandman. So we're going to have three guys. And what's the date of this?
It is June 14th.
June 14th. You know, you can buy tickets now, I think, at Comedy at the Carlson. They're going to come in. It's going to be cool because, I mean, think about if you're an old school ECW fan, and who isn't? Think about those times, those crazy times. You know, remember we had Raven, but I don't think we got all the stories from Raven when he was here.
No, we didn't get the stories from Raven. There's a lot of crazy stories out there, and I've heard a lot of them from some shoot interviews.
But if you haven't heard this stuff, even if you have heard this stuff, hearing it in person is going to be awesome. And it's going to have a different flavor because I've heard it from every guy differently. Now you get to hear them all together. And it's been a while since this stuff's been like mainstream. So they might even tell you more.
I will tell you, Shane Douglas, the one time we always wanted to have him on, and he was always under contract to somebody or another. But we got him finally when he was in WCW, when he was taking on Dick Flair. You know, because he had no respect for Ric Flair, and Ric Flair kind of led him to leaving WCW his first time he was there. But he told the story about how he threw down the belt and turned it. It was the Eastern Continental.
It was the NWA title he threw down.
Yeah, he took the NWA title, threw it down, and renamed it the Extreme Championship Wrestling title. And that's one of those moments in history of the world of wrestling, which started that incline that went insane in the business back there when we were going through the Attitude Era and everything.
If you don't want to hear someone rip and hate on Vince McMahon, do not go to this show, because Shane Douglas cannot stand Vince McMahon.
No, but you know what? There's a lot of people who cannot stand Vince McMahon.
But he won't mince words about it. This will definitely be an adult show because he
was set to win the Intercontinental title.
I understand it. Yeah. I just want people to know what they're getting into.
They took it off him because Shawn Michaels wouldn't lay down for him, so he ended up putting it on Razor Ramon. You know, he was instrumental in all that happening. So
he has his reasons. There's no doubt. And the stories that I've heard from him are amazing.
And he's actually really, really well spoken.
He's a teacher. Yeah. He's a very educated man. So I'm looking. Yeah, he's one of the ones. I mean, but listen, you get the Sandman.
Sandman's a lot more crass.
Yeah, I know. But Sandman, he was a nice. Every time I met Sandman, he's been a great guy. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I guess I've never met him after he's had like a case. Okay,
you and
know,
he's also not afraid to tell you how things were, things that happened.
He worked for Vince McMahon as well. I'm sure he's got some stories too. You know, I mean, and he actually, Sandman, the whole Sandman beer thing was stolen by Steve Austin. So,
yep.
You know, I wasn't stolen. It was borrowed.
Borrowed. Everything's borrowed in wrestling.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, so if you want to do that, what day is that again?
That's June 14th.
So June 14th, Comedy at Carlson. You can see those three historic, I would call them Hall of Famers for ECW.
I think all three of them are technically like hardcore Hall of Famers or whatever they do.
Yeah, so.
I believe all three are.
Yeah, so that's gonna be exciting. That's going to be a lot of fun.
So we do have we got a text really quick. First off, the first one says, what do you guys think of Seth and Buddy as the tag champs? I love it.
Yeah, someone had to take them off of the Viking Raiders or whatever they call them. Is it the Viking Raiders?
Yeah.
Okay, because their name has changed so many times. But, you know, those guys are elite wrestlers, so I'll take that. It's better than having them lose to guys half their size.
As much as we all hate just throwing together tag teams, at least there's some talent on this one.
Well, it was a whole.
There's not a whole lot of. It was a whole
swerve. It was a whole swerve because AOP. You would think, oh, he's going to make AOP match.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So yeah, it was a whole.
And the other text we have is, what's the deal with the numbers promo on this week's NXT?
Yeah,
because there was a numbers promo that showed, and if you look, the date is for next Wednesday, and the rumor is that we get one of our favorites back for the first time since the beginning of NXT on USA, and that Velveteen Dream is going to be back.
Oh, wait, because he was he's heavily for the Royal Rumble, and he did not appear.
And if you look at the three circles, it's kind of obvious because that's his sunglasses that he comes out with.
He likes to do those Prince sunglass things.
And
so
quick thing on him.
Yeah.
Right now he is the odds-on betting favorite for Money in the Bank.
Really?
Yes.
I saw rumors, too. Of a potential John Cena Velveteen Dream match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, 36. And they were talking John Cena will come back, but he will not come back against Hogan. He will not come back against who was the other one? It was another retired guy. They were Sting. He will come back, and Sting is going to most likely be the next
Saudi Arabia show,
which is happening. At the end of the month, which they're probably going to start heavily promoting on Raw. I don't know how much we'll see it on SmackDown though. We got to get out of here, man. What a busy show. What a packed show. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you guys all had a great Royal Rumble weekend. Enjoy the Giant game tomorrow, whoever you pick. Real quick, we got a second. Who's going to win?
Kansas City.
I'm going to go Kansas City, though. That means San Francisco is going to win. We'll see you next week, folks. Thank you so much for listening. Listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.